You're listening to Wellness Wednesdays on West Limerick Community Radio, kindly sponsored by West Limerick Mental Health Association. Welcome to another week of Wellness Wednesdays. Now, I'm alone with you here today, and I have some great plans for the coming weeks, but as here alone with you, I thought I'd play you some music that will hopefully uplift your spirits and look at some poems and pieces of writing that you might find interesting also. Now, I want to continue with that series of small suggestions on how we can improve our lives in small ways without big efforts, because I know that a number of you got in touch saying how much you enjoyed that. You know, the little things that can make a big difference without without costing very much or without, you know, being very time consuming, but they can change our lives for the better. So I'm going to continue with some of those as well today. And remember, if you have any suggestions for Wellness Wednesday, or if you'd like to come on Wellness Wednesday indeed for a chat, I would love to have you. I am always looking for news and always looking for new people to talk to. So if you would like to contribute to Wellness Wednesdays, you can contact the radio station on 069 66 200. Alternatively, you can email me on shirley102fm@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. Let's take a piece of music, and afterwards I will be back with you with some small ways to change our lives for the better.
I don't know why you think that you could help me when you couldn't get by yourself. And I don't know who would ever want to tell the scene of someone's dream. You said that we should just be friends while I came up with that line, and I'm sure that it's for the best. If you ever change your mind, don't hold your breath. Look, you may not believe that, baby, I'm really when you said goodbye, my smiling. If I'm drinking, then I'm buying, and I know there's no denying. It's a beautiful day to send this up. The music's playing, and if it started raining, you wouldn't hear this boy complaining. 'Cause I'm glad that you're the one who got away. It's a beautiful day. My turn to fly, so girls get in line, 'cause I'm easy, no playing this guy like a fool. 'Cause now I'm alright, you might have had me caged before, but not tonight. And you may not believe that, baby, I'm relieved. This fire inside, yeah, too bright. I don't want to say it so long, I just want to say goodbye. It's a beautiful day, and I can't stop myself from smiling. If I drink and then I'm buying, and I know there's no denying that it's a beautiful day to send this up. And the music's playing, started raining, you won't hear this boy complaining. 'Cause I'm glad that you're the one who got away. Mm-hmm. 'Cause if you ever think I'll take up my time with thinking of a breakup, then you've got another thing coming your way. 'Cause it's a beautiful day. Mm-hmm. Beautiful day, oh baby, any day that you're gone away, it's a beautiful day.
Now, some more small ways that we can think about improving our day-to-day lives and improving our overall wellness and happiness. Now, we've been looking at some of these over the past few programs, so I thought that we'd continue on this vein. And don't forget, if you would like to contribute, if you have something that you think would be worth sharing with the listeners, you can, of course, always email me on shirley102fm@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. Now, here's one. Always bring something to a dinner or a birthday party, even if they say not to. It doesn't have to be something big, but just something. It's always nice when somebody brings something to show that they've been thinking of you. So there's one. Call an old friend out of the blue. This is something that I did recently myself. I spoke to somebody that I hadn't spoken to in over a decade. And you know what? It was like catching up after only a weekend. It was wonderful. Something to think about. Every so often, search your email accounts. Now, this is something that I need to do. I haven't done it yet. Search your email account for the words unsubscribe and use it on as many as you can. You know the way you subscribe for adverts and all of these things and they come rushing into your inbox and just clogging the thing up and giving you the pressure of dealing with spam? Search for the word unsubscribe. Unsubscribe from as many lists as you can. And that's one way of cutting out the notifications that you get every single day. Always, always have dessert if you can, if it's an option. Again, treat yourself, be kind to yourself. A little of what you fancy does you good. It's just something, you know, it's something to consider. Another thing that might improve your life, drop your shoulders. Again, this is something that I am having to teach myself to do at the moment because of an injury, but to sit more straight, to drop my shoulders and to not hunch over my work so much. At the end of the day, if you remember to do this throughout the day, you'll feel much, much better in the evening and you won't have that tired, tense feeling. Now, make something from scratch. Try some crafting, some make and do, something that a lot of people long ago used to do without thinking about it. And we've sort of fallen out of the habit of crafting things, making our own things. Make something from scratch. It works best if it's something that you'd normally buy, like a dress or a bag or knit a scarf. Start with something simple, but there's a great sense of achievement at the end of it all. It's lovely to have something that only you have, that you have made for yourself alone. Here's another. Go to bed earlier, but don't take your phone with you. Now, we've been talking about this over the course of the number of programs where I've been talking about ways to improve your life. And one of the biggest ways, I suppose, that we've been coming across again and again is to reevaluate your relationship with technology. Now, we all have relationships with technology and they are worthwhile. It is useful. It is a great thing to have, but it can very easily dominate your day as well. So reevaluate your relationship with technology and see if it makes you feel better, if it makes you do more worthwhile things in the time that you have saved. Here's another one, volunteer. Volunteering is a great way to meet people. It is a great way to do something worthy and worthwhile and useful within your community. And it's a great way to keep busy. And if you like, you can volunteer with us here at West Limerick 102. Don't forget, you could always contact the station at 069 66 200. Now, here's something interesting and something that I found myself doing during the first lockdown period. And it's something that I've actually continued since. Instead of buying a morning coffee, set up a daily transfer of a small sum, the price of a coffee, into a current or a savings account or a Revolut jar and forget about it and use it to treat yourself to something different at the end of the year. And so it's a little bit like reevaluating our relationship with technology. Reevaluate your relationship with how you spend your money. It's about, I suppose, just thinking, you know, thinking in terms of the bigger picture. That's something that is interesting. It's something that, you know, that you can treat yourself to something that you might not normally afford. And another one before we hear another piece of music. Don't save things for best. Wear them, use them and enjoy them. I suppose seize the day, carpe diem, seize the moment. Use your things, enjoy your things and don't be saving them for a rainy day or saving them for best.
when you ask how I've been here without you. I like to say I've been fine, and I do. But we both know the truth is hard to come by. And if I told the truth, that's not quite true. Some days a diamond, some days a stone, sometimes a heart. Some days a diamond, some days a stone. Now the face that I see in my mirror, more and more, is a stranger to me. More and more, I can see there's a danger in becoming what I never thought I'd be. Some days a diamond, some days a stone, sometimes a hard time won't leave me alone. Sometimes a cold wind blows a chill in my bones. Some days a diamond, some days a stone, some days a diamond, some days a stone, sometimes a heart.
This beautiful prose poem is called The Invitation, and it's quite famous, but it's one that always stops me and gives me pause for thought whenever I read it or whenever I hear it. So I thought I would share it with you today. It's called The Invitation, and it's by Oriah Mountain Dreamer. The Invitation. It doesn't interest me what you do for a living. I want to know what you ache for, and if you dare to dream of meeting your heart's longing. It doesn't interest me how old you are. I want to know if you'll risk looking like a fool for love, for your dream, for the adventure of being alive. It doesn't interest me what planets are squaring your moon. I want to know if you've touched the centre of your own sorrow, if you've been opened by life's betrayals, or have become shriveled and closed from fear of further pain. I want to know if you can sit with pain, mine or your own, without moving to hide it or fade it or fix it. I want to know if you can be with joy, mine or your own, if you can dance with wildness and let the ecstasy fill you to the tips of your fingers and toes, without cautioning us to be careful, be realistic, remember the limitations of being human. It doesn't interest me if the story you're telling me is true. I want to know if you can disappoint another to be true to yourself. If you can bear the accusation of betrayal and not betray your own soul. If you can be faithless and therefore trustworthy. I want to know if you can see beauty even when it's not pretty every day, and if you can source your own life from its presence. I want to know if you can live with failure, yours or mine, and still stand at the edge of the lake and shout to the silver of the full moon, yes. It doesn't interest me to know where you live or how much money you have. I want to know if you can get up after the night of grief and despair, weary and bruised to the bone, and do what needs to be done to feed the children. It doesn't interest me who you know or how you came to be here. I want to know if you will stand in the centre of the fire with me and not shrink back. It doesn't interest me where or what or with whom you have studied. I want to know what sustains you from the inside when all else falls away. I want to know if you can be alone with yourself and if you truly like the company you keep in the empty moments. Some weeks are more challenging than others, and sometimes some serious showing up is required. It was one of those weeks for me, and the poem that I read you a while ago, The Invitation, goes straight to the heart of the matter. This is what I feel life is asking of me at the moment. Who are you, and can you be present with all of my invitations? Can you meet the joy and the ecstasy and the beauty of being alive, as well as the grief, the empty moments, the failures and betrayals you might encounter? It's so easy to get caught up by what seems urgent and lose sight of what's important. But every now and then there's a wake-up call to presence, an invitation to review what really matters. Sometimes life offers this all by itself, but I think it's also useful to check in every now and then with ourselves and see if we're still on track with living our values. It can be part of getting in touch with our motivation. Why am I doing what I'm doing? What am I hoping for in my life? What matters most, and how can I be brave enough to meet it all? I remember the first time I read that poem as a teenager. I was struck by the sense of urgency to not waste time with what's not important and to meet life fully. I was interested to read that it was a response to an attempt to be sociable at a party, which left the author, who's a Canadian mother of two, with the familiar hollow feeling of having gone through the motions, she said. She says, "I wrote what I need to remember, what I need to hear again and again, that life is full of beauty and pain, that the world will break your heart and heal it over and over if you let it, and that letting it do both is the only way to live fully. We are not alone, but deeply connected to that which creates and sustains all life." To me, this is what connects with what I do every day and what I do every week when I come on to talk to you and to talk to my guests about our wellness, our collective wellness, and our personal wellness. Now, some more of those tips on how we can change our lives for the better, or just change our lives, change things up, see how it works. Number one. This is an interesting one, actually, because we are often told, we're always told, that to respect our elders. This is something that I've been thinking about in another sphere of my life where I do something different entirely from this. And that is respect your youngers, respect your young people. Try to develop worthwhile and interesting and engaging relationships with young people in your life and young people in your community. You know, there's one thing that we kind of keep coming across here in our current affairs is that there seems to be a lack of dialogue between older people and younger people. And it's a pity because we all have something to learn from each other. Now, something that I've been doing again since I've been here at the radio station, ignore the algorithm and listen to music outside your usual taste. Leave your comfort zone. You never know what you might find. Something else, again, to do with our relationship with technology, consider muting or leaving a WhatsApp group chat if it doesn't bring you joy, if it doesn't bring you productivity, if it doesn't bring you something worthwhile in your life, consider leaving it. You know, we're all bogged down with all of the notifications all of the time. Do we really need them? Now, here's one. Here's a positive aspect of technology, perhaps. Something to think about. Learn a TikTok dance, but don't necessarily post it to TikTok. In other words, dance like nobody's watching. You know, have a spirited interaction with music. I always hope when I play happy tunes or cheerful music here on Wellness Wednesday, I always like to think that as I'm sitting at home in my kitchen when the program plays out, I always think that you might be sitting in your kitchen and you might just one of the days get up and dance when you hear the music. Dance like nobody's watching. What else? And again, this is something that I discussed in a program about boundaries, one of the first Wellness Wednesdays I ever did. But it's something, again, as society is opening up and as everything is coming back on again, something for us to think of considering doing. Politely decline an invitation if you don't want to go. Have boundaries. Don't feel obliged to say yes to everything. It's wonderful to be in the position to say yes to things that we enjoy, things that we've been looking forward to. But it's also important to be able to say no. If something, again, will not bring you joy, if something will not bring you enjoyment, we don't have to do it. We can and we should exercise boundaries. Here's one. Do one thing that you've been putting off. Think of one thing that you've been putting off. There's a particular task within my life that I always put off. I always put it on the long finger. And when I end up actually getting around to doing it, I realise that it doesn't take me longer than 40 minutes. I realise this every single time, and yet I still put it off. And while I put it off, I find myself consumed by guilt and just racked by the uncertainty or feeling bad for not doing this thing. So if there's something that you've been putting off, just do it. It probably won't take as long as you thought it would, and it'll be easier to get it out of the way. Now, last one today, something that I hope that you will rush out and do as soon as you finish listening to this program, and that you'll do over the course of the week and over the course of the future. Give compliments widely and freely. There's something, I think that in recent years, people have gotten out of the habit of giving one another compliments as much as they used to anyway. And it's something that sometimes I find a little bit saddening. You know, it's lovely to walk up to somebody and tell them that you appreciate what they do, or you like what they're wearing, or you're glad they came. You know, give compliments, give them widely and freely, and don't be afraid of trying to make somebody smile, trying to make somebody's day better. And on that note, I think you're all wonderful listeners, and I will be back with you next week for another Wellness Wednesday. Don't forget, be kind to your mind. Listening to Wellness Wednesdays on West Limerick Community Radio, kindly sponsored by West Limerick Mental Health Association. Until next time, take care and be kind to your mind.